To Legacies, Living Word with Pastor Mensah Otobill. And now, today's word.
What is the lesson Jesus is teaching? What is he teaching us? Let's say a person is a Christian. You're born again. Before you were born again, let's say you have your drinking buddies. And you go to drink with them, get drunk. That's normal life for you. And then you get born again. And you receive a new life in Christ. And you sober up. So you don't drink again. So now you have a new fabric. You have a new garment. You have a new life. Then you go to meet your old friends. And they say, oh, Charlie, let's go and drink and let's do all of these things. You say, oh, I don't drink any longer. And they say, oh, you're boring these days. You're boring. You know, there's no fun. Your life is no fun again. So you decide, okay, you know, I can't be boring. I have to be sociable. I can't be antisocial. I have to be nice. So I'm going to take part of my new life. And I'm going to try to fit into this old life. What you're doing is you're cutting your new fabric and you're going to patch a hole in the old life that God has delivered you out of. When that happens, Jesus says, there's going to be a bigger tear. First, you're going to lose the new life and the people you're trying to please, they're not going to be excited about you because it won't match. Are you getting what Jesus is saying? He says, when I do something new for you, don't try to compromise it. Don't try to let it blend with the new, with the old, because I took you from the old to give you the new. Don't take the new I've given you and take it back to the old. And it has serious application for life. Because, you know, sometimes God can give you a new life. A lot of Christians have it. You have new life. You are born again. You know Jesus is Lord. There is no God like Jehovah. We've been singing. Even in heaven, we are singing it. There's no God like our God. Then one day, there is something in your family. And they say, well, according to the family, you have to go and pour some libation and call on the ancestors and do all of that. And you say, well, I'm a Christian. I only worship God. They say, well, but this is our way. It's the old way. It's the way of the fathers. It's the old garment. What are you going to do? You're going to take part of your new garment and cut it and try to appease the old. And Jesus says, when you do that, your life is ruined. A Christian life is not about taking the new things that God has given to us and compromising with the old things that we used to have. When God delivers you from something, he doesn't want you to go back into that same place. When God gives you a new life, he wants you to use the new life fully and to his glory. That's at the spiritual level. But sometimes even at the natural level, let's say you're married. Marriage is having problems. And every time, you know, you and your husband or you and your wife start talking, in minute 6 or minute 7, there'll be an argument. And it's going to be a bad one. And it's also, it happens. That's your old garment. You just know we're going to fight. Some of you go home, you know that within 15 minutes, there'll be a quarrel. That's the old garment. That's your old way. Then you go for a marriage seminar or a marriage counseling, and you go and get new garment, new ways of addressing conflict in marriage. And you are so excited, oh God, now I know how to solve marriage problems. Then you go back home, and minute 7 comes in the conversation. And somehow, instead of allowing the new knowledge to now drive what you're doing, you're now trying to find how to still do the old thing with the new knowledge that you have received. And in the end, every knowledge, every seminar, everything you've learned is wasted because you didn't know that when God gives you a new garment, you don't use it to patch an old one. All right? Now, greater works, we got new garments. You're going to go to the old world. You have to determine, am I going to still try to go back to the old life, I'm going to wear my new garment and walk in the victory that Christ has given to me. And it has wide application. You know, I believe one of the reasons why development is very difficult for Africa, the answer is in this parable. You know, sometimes people are so, the leaders of this country, don't they travel? They travel. Don't they see? They see. Don't they go to school? Don't they read books? They read books. All of us do. But the moment we come back, everything new is challenged by the old. And somehow we're trying to figure out, should I wear my new garment or should I try and make it work somehow with the old way? And before we realize, every seminar we attended, workshop, knowledge, degree, PhD, whatever we learn, is making no difference in anything in our lives because we are doing what the Pharisees wanted the disciples of Jesus to do. You have a new life, but use it to live the old life. And Jesus says, no one does that. If God has given you something new, use the new. So what must we do with the new? First, we must do something new with the new. When God gives you a new life, you must do new things with it. Do something new with the new. In the case of the parable, if it's a new garment, then let it lead you into a new lifestyle. Do something new with the new. You know, there are people who can't wear new garments. When I was a kid, I never received new garments anyway, most of the time, because I was a third boy. And that's one of the hazards of being a third boy in our part of the world. Everything you receive goes through three generations. The oldest brother wears it, the second one wears it, then it comes to you. By the time it gets to me, it's gone through three generations. My shoes are three generational. When I was going to secondary school, my trunk, generational. Chop box, generational. Shoe, generational. Shirt, generational. Because my brothers have been ahead of me and they pass it on what they don't like. So I got used to using old things. And something about using the old things is that it makes you old. I remember when I first started working and I would buy a new shirt. I remember so well. I bought three shirts, brand new. Couldn't wear them. They were new garments. Couldn't wear them. I kept them down. I needed it to become old. Before I could wear it. Because my psychology says, if it's an old garment, it doesn't fit me. It's a new garment, it doesn't fit me because I'm an old garment person. And that is why some of us can sit under the greatest knowledge and still go back and do the same. Somebody can live, have a PhD, live outside, be exposed to the greatest knowledge, come to Ghana, go to the village, accept a village title to be a chief, and settle to an old life of his ancestors, and not be able to bring any new knowledge to the old. Because we don't know how to use the new thing. But if you're going to take what Jesus says, then do something new with the new. If it's new, live a new life with it. Do something new with it. That's what we did when we're building this auditorium. Nothing here reminds us of the old place we have because this is a new garment. We're not trying to live at Christ Temple West, at Christ Temple East. And some of you still have nostalgia. Oh, I like the old place and I like it because, you know, when you have, you are like me, you are old. The new makes you very uncomfortable. Some of you can't even adjust to the way we worship. You say, oh, I just want, you know, I for any, so be around to woman. It's the old way. And in part two, I'm going to touch more on this. It's the old way. It's the old way. But God gives you a new garment. When God gives you something new, you have to do something new with it. That's the first thing. We do something new with the new. Second thing, we must join the new with the new. If you're going to patch a new garment onto a new garment. If you're going to join the new with the new. If you're going to be a new person, network with people who are new, not people who are old. When the angel of the Lord spoke to Mary and gave her that momentous message about the child to be conceived by her, the angel pointed her to another woman who has received another momentous message, Elizabeth. And the two of them had to network because they were the only two women who understood this new thing that God was doing. Because sometimes when God is doing a new thing with you and you bunch up with old people, the old garment will swallow up your new. Look for people who are going where you are going, thinking as you are thinking, desiring what you are desiring, seeking what you are seeking for. That's why the kind of church you attend is so significant as to the journey of your life. If you go to a place where somebody tells you there is a witch following you, there are demons following you, you have to come for 21 days prayer to cast out demons from your life, your life is always going to be backwards because you're always trying to correct the problems of your grandfather and not the problems of today and the future. The knowledge you receive must reinforce the new thing in your life. If you have received a new life, but the knowledge you're receiving is old, then the new life would not manifest itself. You have to join the new with the new. And third and finally, we must keep the new new. Keep the new thing new. If it is new, keep it new. Don't try to take the new thing that God has given to you and try to make it old. And for each one of us, there will be moments of newness in our lives. The reason why sometimes it doesn't last is we do what Jesus says we must not do. We take the new and we want to let it live in the old. And nothing good comes out of it. Have you noticed that sometimes the people you want to please never get pleased? If you're a Christian, you went to that party, you stopped drinking, and they persuaded you, and you say you drink and then you start coughing, quote, 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 quote. Then get drunk and now you're talking foolishness at the party. Then they will say, oh, so fool, oh, so fool. Oh, so. You know? They make fun of you because your drinking doesn't please them. It doesn't impress them. It just shows them you are fake. You are fake. All that you've been talking about is fake because you couldn't stand when pressure was brought on you. Don't take the new garment. Cut it up and try to patch an old life. There are some people you cannot please. Don't try to please them. There are people God has taken out of your life. Don't try to pacify them. They are gone and they are gone. And God is doing a new thing in your life. Don't live life always looking backwards. What do they think? What about me? Oh, I have to make sure that nobody gets upset with you. Somebody is going to get upset with you. But God has brought you into a new life. Somebody say, I have a new life. And I'm going to live the new life. That's what God wants us to. Every new thing that you've received, make it work in your life. Don't go back to the old garment. Don't try to do patch work with the new thing that God has given to you. It's a new life, it's an abundant life, and it's a great life. Before we close, if you are here and you don't have Jesus Christ in your heart, you're not born again, the way to have new life in Christ is to receive Jesus Christ into your life as your Lord and personal Savior. I'm going to give you the chance to make that very, very important life-changing decision to make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life. Let's bow down our heads. And if you're here, you say, Pastor, I want new life in Christ. I want Christ to change my life. I want to be born again. I want my sins to be forgiven. If that's your prayer, with every head bowed, just lift up your hand as a sign of readiness to live for Christ. Just lift up your right hand wherever you are. Lift up your right hand. Lift up your right hand. Lift up your right hand. And those of you who lifted up your hand, put your hand upon your heart, upon your chest. And let's pray this prayer together. Say with me, Heavenly Father, I come to you today just as I am. I am a sinner. I cannot save myself. I ask you, Father, save me through Christ Jesus. Forgive me of my sins. Give me new life. And help me to live the new life to your glory. I thank you, Father, for accepting me. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. God bless you.